Hi there, welcome back. Yes, it's still me, it's Denise Oliver, but now it's after midday and it's Diet, Health and Fitness. And the lovely Ben Calder has come all the way over from Shrewsbury. He's with me here in the studio. Good midday to you.
Good afternoon, Denise.
I always get caught out on that, don't I? Think, am I still in the morning? No, I've just said it's midday. It's now afternoon. one day, Ben, I'll say, hi, good afternoon, how are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you very much. Apart from not having any water in my house this morning due to a burst main.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, goodness.
Really made me appreciate how important water is for a lot of things.
I bet it does, yeah. I once, in November last year, stayed in a flat in Covent Garden that had just been done up, but there was a big problem with the building underneath. It was being done out into a restaurant and there was no water. And somebody had gone through a water main and nobody wanted to take responsibility for it and actually sort it out. So I had two nights in this flat with no water.
Wow.
They did give me bottled water, but when you can't flush your loo. And,
yeah,
you know,
sure. It's just little things, isn't it?
Flushing of toilets, it becomes a really important thing.
Yeah.
So what is on our agenda today, Ben? What shall we talk about? What would you like to bring to the fore for everyone?
Well, you know, it's March, isn't it? It's spring. We can feel the light. We can see the buds in the trees. It's actually, from a traditional five element point of view, it's liver energy time, it's detox time, it's cleansing time, you know. So there's lots of great stuff coming up that we can do to help make shifts in the body, make shifts in the mind, bring us into a happier state so that we can soar into summer with a shine in our smile.
How marvellous would that be? Yeah. And there's going to be lots of things going on at your centre as well. Can I just talk to you about something first, Ben, before we talk about the spring and everything?
Yeah.
Have I mentioned Aquafaba to you? Were you on the show?
Yes, that was.
Have you had a go yet?
I haven't, but I did see your pictures that you posted, and it looked phenomenal.
It's incredible.
It looked real,
it's
meringue. Yeah,
it's absolutely incredible. I have to say, I didn't quite get all the ingredients absolutely right, and my oven temperature was too hot.
Okay.
And really, you're looking to dry them out, not bake them.
Yeah.
And so they did go to more of a marshmallow mush in the oven because I sort of melted them, then they came back together. Tasted amazing. No taste of chickpea at all in there. We looked hard for that. You know, we're tasting a lot and thinking, oh my goodness, it must taste of chickpeas, but no, it doesn't. Aquafaba, highly recommend it. Don't throw your chickpea water away. You know, whiz it up and do something with it away.
From tinned chickpeas, you're just keeping the water.
I buy ones that are organic.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping that that water's better for me in some way. And I like to go for less salt as well. So I'm looking for all of that much more natural product that I can buy. And you just have to keep going and going and going. And it whizzes to the stiff peaks at an egg white will as well.
And so you didn't try that by hand, did you?
No, I've got it. I've always used it. I used to have. Do you remember the ones that you had you put in and then you twiddled the thing on the side and round and round and round it goes. Lots of technical detail here. I grew up with that before the electric whiskers came in.
Yeah.
When when you go on, there's a Facebook page, Vegan Meringues Hits and Misses, and you go on there, they actually recommend the stand type mixers that have got the big balloon whisk on them, and basically you can switch that on and walk away and just leave it running and running and running, and 10 to 15 minutes and you get really stiff peaks.
Beautiful.
So you can then make it into sweet meringues, but I want to look at savoury dishes using it.
Ooh.
Rather than the sugary ones.
That sounds
so
nice.
I'm sort of thinking along the lines of actually incorporating chickpeas and peas and some sort of curry powder into the mix.
You could go for hummuses as well, couldn't you, and kind of end up in that. So you've almost got like meringues, but the filling inside is nice savoury.
So I'm sort of looking at doing more savoury stuff rather than always sweet stuff.
I'm kind of disappointed there's no tasters in the studio for us today.
I haven't got anything ready made, but I've noticed that people are making using the aquafaba to make creams as well. Mm. And so this is a journey for me now, in that it's like, whoa, I've started with wanting a chickpeas. What else can I do? I will never throw that water away ever again.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I will be using it now and seeing what I can create from it. It's like two meals from the same tin. It's like, wow, is great.
And something that's fun and entertaining as well. Who doesn't love meringue?
Yeah, quite. I have in the past, I've suddenly just come into my mind, I have made with egg white meringue and using ground almonds. I have mixed those together and made like a savoury little bun type thing. So I think I'm going to dig out those recipes and see if I can do the same with this.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just come to mind. I'm going to make a note of that. Okay, so it's spring. Oh, hallelujah.
You might not know from the temperature out there.
It was a cold one last night.
Sure.
It was so chilly.
Yeah.
Yes, I went to choir last night and the gritters were out.
Yes.
So it's like, whoa, what sort of temperatures are they expecting overnight?
Yeah. But we've got good light levels. We're seeing spring flowers starting to come through now. It's you know, I get that feeling of motivation. I'm waking up earlier. I'm, you know, feeling good to go.
Yeah, and it's lovely, I think. I like all the seasons for different reasons, but there's something very inspirational for me about spring when the bulbs start to come up and you, regardless of the air temperature, there they are. They know what their job is. Up they come. I've got loads of crocuses in the garden.
Beautiful.
There's loads of daffodils out now and camellias. We have 3 camellia bushes with massive pink flowers
Beautiful.
On. And there they are, all big and blousy and bright. Yeah. Like, yeah, come on, spring. I love it. So are you feeling all big and blousy and bright?
Not so much the blousy, maybe, but definitely bright. You know, I'm finding that renewed motivation for things like my morning yoga and my meditation and so on. And just feel like I've got a little bit more kick in the day. Mm. You know, we're not quite at the point, until we get to spring equinox in a couple of weeks, we're not quite at the point where our bodies are going to start producing vitamin D again because of the sun angle, but there's definitely that shift in the feeling around things here, so you know it's good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm wanting to actually be outdoors in the afternoon.
Yes,
you know, I've wanted to be sat by my radiator up until a couple of weeks ago, but now it's like, no, the light quality has changed.
Yes, yeah,
it is so much brighter. Yeah. So yeah, in the afternoons I'm getting out for a good half hour to 3/4 hour walk now, which
Perfect.
I've just not felt like doing.
Sure.
But now it's like, nope, come on, we can do this.
Yeah.
Maybe not today. I don't know. I'll see what it's like. But certainly when the sun's shining, just to get out there. And like you mentioned, the buds on the trees and all of that that's happening, that actually we could just stay indoors and stay contained. But no, get out there and see that life is happening.
Sure.
Really is.
And you see, this is why it's a good time. You know, as I mentioned, this is from traditional Chinese medicine, 5-element time of year. This is wood energy, spring energy, liver energy. So this is actually the perfect time. You know, for any of you that came through from January and didn't manage to, you know, start that diet, start that detox, look after yourself at the beginning of the year, actually, this is the better point in the year to do it.
It is, absolutely.
You know? And if it's nothing more than increasing your water intake, having lemon water in the morning, just, you know, taking the sugars and the processed foods out of your diets, or, you know, like at Integral Health, we have liver detox programs and colon cleanse programs and so on. So there are actually ways of very, very simply adding herbs into your diet that will help to encourage the function of the organs. You know, detox is sometimes a little bit of a misleading term. We think we're getting rid of stuff, but actually what we're doing is we're promoting improvement in the function of those systems so that they just get rid of what we're doing more easily. So you can very easily kind of add herbs into the diet and into the lifestyle without too much change, without too much kind of drastic work, and it will really help to make a good difference. You know, it will rev up the engine. It's kind of like, it's just clearing the rubbish time.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Spring clean is there for a good reason.
Yeah, quite. So just as you would in your home, you need to do it in all the rooms within your body as
Definitely.
Well. So you talked about lemon water. So what's the quantities that you would suggest?
See, I just tend to go for the juice of half a lemon and a pint of water. So warm water.
Pint.
Yeah, sure. And it's a nice, easy ratio to do then. There's no messing about. And you can either kind of slice your lemon up and leave it to infuse in your water a little bit, or you can just put it through a very simple fruit juicer and take the juice out and just tip it into your water there for you. I mean, some people don't like having seeds and pith and other bits and bobs in the water. It doesn't bother me. So
I'm not too fussed
about that. Yeah, everything. It's all good. It'll find its way somewhere in the end.
Yeah,
so
it will.
I haven't had any lemon trees sprouting out my ears yet around the end, so we're okay.
Not yet. I'll have a look later. And Tracy Jones has joined us in the studio. Hello.
Hello. Better late than never.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
In control.
Yeah, I'm quite happy now. I'm driving the desk. Thank you very much. It is lovely to get in the car and hear you chatting away and know that that's what I'm heading towards. So I'm quite interested in the aquafaba when you bring tasters in.
Yes, I am going to spend more time on those. This weekend, I'm going to be having a go at making some vegan yoghurt as well, because I got a yoghurt maker for my birthday, and I haven't got round to having a go at making anything yet. So
with coconut milk?
I'm not sure yet. I don't know. I'm looking at various recipes suggesting all sorts of different things. I haven't quite found the one that feels like I could make it work. So a bit more research.
On the vegan thing, once Lent is over, are you going to stop being vegan, or have you got the bug now?
I think what we're going to do over Easter weekend is just bring back some things like, because I was at the very beginning saying how much I missed eggs and butter, and those were like the two, and honey. Because you don't have honey. Mm. And so I want to bring them back over Easter weekend and just see, do I actually still desire these as foods in my diet? Or actually, am I all right without them? My daughter doesn't want to bring anything back. She was a massive cheese eater. And I made some cashew nut cheese the other day. And she's like, actually, this will do. I'll just have this. It's fine. And not bothered at all. My husband's the one who's not a happy bunny.
He was a meat eater anyway, wasn't he?
Yeah, he opens the fridge and there's nothing to eat and it's stacked full. In my eyes, there's tons of food, but there's nothing he wants.
No, it's understandable though, because, you know, wrong body type and you're just not going to fuel properly without certain stuff. So for people that veganism works, it's great. For those that it doesn't, there's no point in trying to force it.
No, he's just not on that way. But he doesn't cook or prepare food in any way, shape or form. So there's nothing packet-wise for him to open. I think he's just recognised that if he did bring something in before Easter, it wouldn't work for all of this. So he's holding on, but he's not happy.
So Ben, you were talking before about, as I was listening in, about the spring, and I missed the last 5 minutes in between time, but I just wanted to ask you a question about the springtime. And is it a natural time to be doing a particular type of exercise? And I'm thinking the Qigong type thing. You were saying it's liver, it's associated
That's
with
right,
the liver.
Yeah.
So do you go through particular routines with the Qigong?
Yeah, so for instance, we've got a whole day dedicated just to this kind of transition of the energy on the 20th of March. So we can have a day down in Shrewsbury. And we'll do some general Qigong practice, because it's always important to do the fundamentals, open the joints, open the breathing, just get the body moving in a general way. But then we're going to have some very specific practices that are going to move through physical body to help stimulate liver area within the body, help the processes. And again, it's all about this kind of midriff section. But then we also go into sort of more subtle exercises that look at things like the emotional connection between the liver as well, which is all about anger, frustration, irritation. So we'll do some transformative exercises that are there just to allow that kind of any pent up frustration or anger in the body to just let it out through the body. And there's a Taoist practice called healing sounds, where you actually make a very specific sound. And so the liver one's quite nice, actually. It's just like the word shh. So it's kind of mouth like an O and then S with a lot of H's after it. Okay. So you don't clench your teeth together. You keep it nice and open. It's just shh. And you just imagine that you're squeezing all of the anger and all the frustration and all the stagnant energy out of the liver. And then as you breathe back in, you can pull in the nice green colour that's associated it, this nice kind of fresh spring green colour. And at the same time, you can just bring in fairness into the body. So it's that kind of soothing and calming of the body's energy. And it's just really nice to spend a real dedicated time doing practices for that.
So at the end of that day, what can people expect? Well, what will they feel?
Feeling fabulous. I mean, we did a day in December that was water elements, that was kidneys, fear and anxiety. And there was just some great reports of how peaceful people felt, how relaxed, just how kind of soft they felt, but very present, how grounded they felt, but not tied down. So I'm looking forward to kind of similar reports for that. So it's going to be a great day. We've still got some spaces available if anybody wants to join. But it's going to be a great day for
sure. So all the details are on your website?
All the details are on integralhealthshrewsbury.com.
Excellent.
Talking of health this time, and Ben's been talking about the wood element and the spring, five elements and all of that. And in the wood element, which is related to the spring, within each of the elements of the five elements, there are organs of the body and parts of the body that are particularly related. And to do with the liver are the eyes. And I can always recall, working as a nurse, that doctors would and nurses would look at the whites of somebody's eyes, and they would know that there was a problem with the liver because the whites of the eyes turned yellow. And that was one of their signs. So it's nothing new that things go wrong with the eyes, and we can work out what's happening internally. Anyway, today I just happened to be just, as you do, just roaming around the internet and looking for health-related topics. And one of them that came to me was the fact that scientists are working with stem cells more and more, and they're growing living lenses to help with cataracts. Have you come across this at all, Ben?
No, I haven't.
Have you come across any of the stem cell stuff that's happening?
Yeah, sure. I've kind of kept a back ear on it for a while, ever since coming across Bruce Lipton's work about kind of 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
And just that whole idea that stem cells respond to the environment they're in, and therefore all our cells respond to the perception of the environment they're in. So fascinating stuff.
It is fascinating. And this is where stem cells are being taken. And it's the person's own stem cells and basically grown into a living lens. And they're so excited about this. Research has been done all over the world with stem cells and around the actual lenses and things to do with the eyes. And they've done some research with babies who've got this problem to find that actually the babies who are given the living lens from the stem cells do way better than babies who are given the other type of lens that's manufactured, and they get better faster, they don't have the infection rates and things like that.
Sure.
So now they're ready to basically roll it out amongst adults. So I'm not sure how long this is going to take, but in California they're working very hard on it. For anyone who isn't aware of stem cells, if you remember in the late 1970s, Dolly the sheep, she was a stem cell sheep that was grown in Edinburgh, and so she was cloned. So we can clone all these different parts of us from these cells that basically will adapt, which is quite fascinating. A lot of the research is done using embryonic cells. So what happens, and this is due to the rise in IVF clinics, is there an awful lot of waste embryos that can't be implanted for whatever reason, and they're the ones that are taken. And there's an awful lot of ethics stuff around this, and it's taken years to get to a point where if you like, I'm going to use the word freely, they are freely available. They're not freely available. There's an awful lot of stuff that people have to go through. And they're the ones that that work best. But we can take our own, the scientists can take our own cells, and they're doing things like replacing joints. Instead of having joint surgery, you can actually grow your own stem cell joint for your knees, your ankles, your hips. Crazy stuff. I love it. The eyes now, spinal regeneration, and they're looking at insulin producing beta cells for diabetics.
See, I love it.
It's
actually a really positive thing. If you can take stuff out of your own body, regrow the bits for your system, you know, before we know it, we'll all have a little kitchenette unit.
Yeah.
That, you know, you'll do a stem cell extraction, program in what you want it to grow, and give it a couple of weeks, and there you go. Home surgery, here we come.
Yeah, so the success of this work represents a new approach in how new human tissue or organ can be regenerated and human disease can be treated, and may have a broad impact on regenerative therapies by harnessing the regenerative power of our own body. Cool stuff, hey? So I've got a little, what to my mind is a nice bit of information here. I used to work in sexual health and many years ago, and had to help very young teenagers who found themselves pregnant to make decisions as to what they were going to do next. But I came across this article that's been written, and saying that the rates of unplanned teenage pregnancies have halved since 2007, and they are now at the lowest they have ever been since records began, which is, I find, quite phenomenal. And there's lots and lots of theories put forward, like better education in schools, the fact that teenagers have got access to better contraception facilities, things like that. But one person, a professor, David Patton, is putting forward that actually it correlates to the rise in use of social media. So basically, instead of young people getting together in each other's houses, they're actually just doing it in their own homes separately via social media. They're doing it on their phones.
So and physically it's just separated, like, yeah.
Hey,
you
imagine
can't get
that.
Pregnant like that.
Not yet.
So, yeah, so interesting, as it, also the behaviours associated with drinking and drug taking are on the decrease as well, because they've got ways of communicating with each other. The downside to this, there's always a downside, you know, the balance of it all is that there is an increase in the cyberbullying that's going on and the potential increase in sexual exploitation by strangers as well. So we're sorting one thing out, but something else is rearing its head, but maybe it's ready to be sorted out. So I always like to think that there's a positive even in that negative bit there. Yeah, so I just find that quite fascinating, and it's just something I wanted to share with you. It's like, yay, cool.
And Ben, you've got some news to share about your shadow workshops that sound really fascinating, so fire away.
Well, we've got a couple of beautiful things coming up at the beginning of April, and before I talk about the shadow one, I'm just going to mention international author and workshop leader Martin Ucik, who wrote a seminal book on integral relationships. So it's actually looking at in integral theory, there are a number of very basic aspects that allow us to realise how complex most situations are. And Martin wrote the kind of seminal work on applying that into relationships and why we mess our relationships up so much, because we don't realise that there's all these aspects that actually play quite significant but different roles in our relationships. And without an understanding of all of them, we're always kind of like, well, my partner's fine with this bit, but they're not good with this bit. And, you know, so we can't understand why there's a disparity between the parts there. And his work really helps to explain that and to bring it all together. And so we've actually got him coming down to Integral Health 8th, 9th and 10th of April. The 8th is like an introductory evening talk, the Friday evening, which is open to everyone. And then we're going to do a workshop for the weekend, which is a whole bunch of exercises to embody all of these different aspects and really help you understand what's going on within your relationship and why things break down and why they work and, you know, how to improve things.
And do you need to go with your partner or can you go on your own?
You can go on your own. So it's for singles or couples, and it can be just one part of the couple or the whole couple that goes, because the information is just so useful for anybody. And as a single, if you're, you know, curious as to why relationships don't work out and you want to try and improve them by having a better understanding of yourself and others and how you relate with people, it's an absolutely perfect opportunity to come along.
So how can people book? Presumably by your website?
They can indeed. They just come onto integralhealthshrewsbury.com and you can go into either the events page or you can go into the shop, and we've got stuff in both of those, as we have with the shadow workshop as well, which is the following weekend after the 16th and 17th. And again, if you're one of these people that just finds you walk through the day getting razzed off with what other people are doing, you know, if, you know, so-and-so, oh, they irritate me, this bothers me, that's a problem, that's a hassle. Or conversely, you don't feel like you're good at anything, but you look around you and you're inspired by everybody. Oh, so-and-so is so amazing. This person is fantastic at that. These are both really interesting aspects of our shadow self and how we give our power away to other things because we don't believe we have it, because we've kind of separated in our minds our ego and our shadow, and they kind of separate off into different directions. And so we can't use all of those shadow higher qualities, some of which are negative, some of which are positive, but we just see it as all taking place in the environment around us. But it drains us of a lot of energy and leaves us, you know, quite debilitated in a lot of ways, certainly in a psychological way. So, and again, this really goes with this spring theme of just clearing the self out and bringing the self back together, you know, and the shadow just really helps to answer a lot of questions about why it seems like a lot of things happen to you.
Yes, they both sound like amazing workshops. And if you're living in Wrexham area, why not go and spend the weekend in Shrewsbury? It sounds
Shrewsbury's
like
beautiful.
A good plan.
Yeah. And you know, the quarry's got all its spring flowers coming out at the moment. It's a beautiful town to come and spend some time in. But yeah, definitely. But also close enough, you could just day trip.
Yes, that's true. So how much are the workshops, Ben?
For the integral relationships one, the full price of the workshop is £200. That includes the Friday evening and the Saturday and the Sunday. But there are still a couple of early bird places available, and Martin's been incredibly generous with these in that it's £150 for an early bird place, but you get to nominate a second person who can come for £100.
Wow.
So basically, instead of spending £400 for two of you could come for £250. So it's a massive
really
saving
good.
On the whole weekend. And the shadow workshop is £130 for the weekend.
Wow, okay, that's really worth looking into. So go and have a look at Ben's website, and you could do both if you want.
You definitely could. Yeah, they both feed in beautifully to each other.
Sure they do. So I hope you do stay tuned after the news, because I'm talking to Dawn Beach and Lisa Foden about Llangollen Light Yoga and Health Festival. Denise,
I'm going to be there. I've got a stand, yeah. So if you want a taster session of Access Bars, because you're interested, no idea what it's all about, how it's going to feel, then come along and I will gladly put my hands on your head.
Highly
help
recommended.
You relax.
Go along, let her do it. You'll really appreciate it.
So that's after the news. We'll be hearing all about all the other exhibitors as well, but make sure we got your mention in, Denise.
Hi, thank you.
So thanks very much for listening to the Diet, Health and Fitness show. Thanks to Ben for
thank
coming
you.
On to the show again. And bye for now.
Bye.